But just like any other quarterback, you got to get some pressure on him. You know, if you don't do that, then there's no reason to rush into anything. So it's pressure.
How confident are you that it could happen Sunday for you guys?
I'm confident, you know. I think we've all, you know, looked back at the last game and know that, you know, we can't, you know, do the same things we did. But I think more, even more importantly, is the mistakes that we made as a defense, because there were some good calls that we had where, you know, we just broke down in coverage. So it's a combination of us not, you know, making the mistakes and getting pressure on them at the same time.
Charles, how much is it going to help to have Big B this time around?
It's good. You know, I think the most important thing is having him back the previous couple games and him getting in and getting the feel for the game again. So we feel good about the way he's playing and feel good about the way the team is playing. You know, we just got to put another good game together on Sunday.
You guys learned from the first game?
Well, at that point, we weren't where we thought we were, you know, as a team. And, you know, again, it's all about execution. You know, we made a lot of mistakes as a team, as a whole, and you're not going to beat a good team like that.
We expect this atmosphere is going to be a great team on Sunday.
It's going to be electric, you know. You're going to be able to feel the energy, you know, as soon as you step on that field. But I think if you play this game, you know, then that's what you love. You know, you love to have a game like that where there's a lot on the line, of course, for a lot of different reasons. Division game, first and foremost. So it's going to be a lot of fun.
Could this be more electric for the Super Bowl, Charles?
I mean, it'll be, you know, the Super Bowl is for all the marbles, so. You know, that trumps this game in that respect. But any other game, Monday night, playoff or whatever, this game will be up there with it.
What does 40 interceptions mean to you?
It means a lot. You know, there was a, you know, a time in my career where I wasn't getting a lot of interceptions, you know, coming out of Oakland. And, you know, it just became a goal of mine to somehow get to 40 and kind of got discouraged a little bit for a while. And, all of a sudden, I get here and the ball's flying my way a little more, and it became a, you know, a real dream again, and finally got it last week. So 40 meant a lot to me.
Yeah, how do you explain going from 18 and 8 years out there to
opportunity? It's all opportunity, and I think I'm around the ball enough that if I get enough opportunities, then I'll come up with it.